Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Few tunes today. I hope everyone's staying safe and sane and making the best of things. So we'll bring a little bit of sunshine to you. We'll start off with a song from Damien Dempsey. This is a song from his 2018 album Union, and collaboration with people like Finbar Fury, Pauline Scanlon, Sinead O'Connor, Lisa O'Neill, and this track is called Apple of My Eye.
Tarani, 40,000 feet. What a brilliant feat! Go west, don't go east. A famine or a feast, we're treated better there. A homeless one is rare. I feel the city's love, the apple of my eye. I cherish her. Everybody's here from all across the earth. Tongues and tribes galore. There isn't any war. I feel the city's love. I feel the city's love, the apple of my eye. I cherish her. New York, New York, I'm coming. I'm coming.
So that was Damien Dempsey, Apple of My Eye. Now I was thinking to myself, what's the most random song I could come up with to play on the show today? And a few years ago when I was last at home, heard of the passing of Big Tom. Some of you will know him. If you don't, look him up. Big Tom and the Mainliners. This is one of his, I suppose, most popular tunes. Huge in the Irish country music scene, or in Ireland, because it's called country and western. 1960s, I think, mid-60s, he kind of became popular. One of the hardest working musicians, touring musicians around Ireland. Did a bit of recording over in Nashville. Took a ship across the ocean because he was afraid of flying. Originally from Castle Blaney in Monaghan. So this is Big Tom and the Mainliners for Country Roads.
Four country roads winding to a town in County Galway. Four country roads leading to the friends I left behind. Four dusty roads winding to the town of Glenmaddie. Four dusty roads forever in the caverns of my mind. Once in a while, I hear the sound of music in the winter night. I see now and then the trees where we shattered from the rain. And once in a while, I see us walking home in the morning light. And oft are the time I long to see my hometown once again. Schoolhouse by the meadow, and one country road to the churchyard where my mom and daddy lie. One dusty road where I strolled with a loved one in the shadow, and one dusty road that led me on my journey far away.
Country roads. Just having a quick look at the Irish Times online. Workplaces to return from September the 20th. As almost all curbs lifted by October 22nd. They're doing really well with the vaccination. I think they're up to about 80 something percent. Republic's population over 5 million for the first time since 1851. And yeah. Sadly, yeah, so 5.01 million, in case you're wondering. So this show is also being put up on, it's a podcast on podcast.capitalirish.nz. So if you don't catch us on today on Access. You can listen back to the show on that podcast.capitalirish.nz. The next artist I'd like to share with you is a woman called Natalia O'Flaherty. She's a spoken word poet, young lady from Dublin. She's part of a group, really a cool group of young artists, writers, musicians in Dublin called the Word Up Collective. And you can check them out, wordupcollective.com. And that's a mixture of kind of hip hop, spoken word stuff, kind of Afrobeat artists and stuff like that. And Natalia herself is from the centre of Dublin. She's making quite a name for herself. And this is a piece of spoken word that she did on the Late Late Show. It's still going. Thank God. This, I think, is called Brass Tacks, and this is Natalia O'Flaherty.
Working twice your age and hours for less than minimum wage, but legally it's all G, so we just turn the page to a different story. Sure, it's only for the minute, there's nothing in it, and there's nothing else out there. Or at least that's the fear. Seeded in the minds of the youth since the big boy bankers burst the bubble and left us in the rubble. The best of us still babies, but still we're the ones in trouble. We get the board and the blame, they're all the same. Won't get up off that backside, won't get up off that phone. Why don't you battle the landside of trying to buy your own home in 2018? It's clear the working class is still a working machine. And the electronic age is closing the gap between man and manual labour. Do us a favour and digitise the criticised aspects of human error while you try code the compassion held by a carer. Or a shopkeep who lets you off with a few quid at least once a week because he knows you're struggling too. And he knows there's nothing else he can do but to ease your burden by a few brass tacks, to which you say thanks and he nods and you's no. If it weren't for two each other, there'd be no place left to go. The brain drain might have left us in drought, but there's no doubt that the stout inside our reins still are falling. Like the good times never left because the locals still are calling your name. Every weekend the same, he's the pain of a back-breaking shift and sued your carpal tunnel itch. Gather the boys, make some noise, let out your cathartic cries of times gone by and times to be. And all the times you miss because you see, there's no thinking when you're drinking, sinking pints and dodging points of contention. Fantastic dimension of a well-rounded discussion, boost percussion, drum and bass, wreck the place off your face. Blissful disgrace. It's the power of the youth that slam cans and burns youths, cause hands up don't shoot doesn't come into it here. We're not living in fear of the systematic, semi-automatic or the boys in blue, cause what's true for me isn't true for you. We have the privilege to accept our fate and blame the state where our commie dogma driving mates. We have the privilege to spray FTG and AGAP and still make a home to see mammy. We have the privilege to be bricks in the wall, cogs in the wheel, with a net of means-tested welfare to catch us if we fall. And so, we settle into passive aggression. We settle into accepting recession. We settle into blissful disgrace, but never ignorance, because the only thing we know is our place. I said the only thing we know is our place.
And that was Natalia O'Flaherty with her piece called Brass Tacks, so check her out. Next piece of music I'm going to share with you is by a band called Four Men and a Dog, who were around from the early 90s to probably the mid-late 2000s. The first album came out in 1991, and they were the first Irish band to win Album of the Year from the Folk Roots magazine in the UK in 91. They had a revolving door of musicians. The original lineup featured people like Gino Lupari, fantastic baron player, Donald Murphy on accordion, Brian McGrath on banjo, and fiddler Carl Hayden. Later, other musicians that came through the band were people like Kevin Doherty. Conor Keane took over in the accordion in 92. Jerry O'Connor played with them for a while also. This track is from their album Long Roads, which was recorded in and released in 1996. It was actually recorded at Levon Helm's studio in Woodstock, and it was produced by the producer for the band by the name of Aaron Hurwitz. And this track is called Over the River She Goes.
Taking my time, rush shoes most, and I'm careful with mine. Chewing on the evening, taking it slow as over the river she goes. Breathing in deeply, filling me up with clear smells, pleasure and sun. Leaning on the window, taking it slow as over the river she goes. So many colors, most of the time, with no horizontal or finish line. Smile, then it's ended, as over the river she goes. Yawning and a folding, turning a back on the pocket of the island, beautifully stacked, and the red road descended. As over the river she goes, well, I'm head filled. Can't you see? Yes, I'm filled with mystery. And there's so many colors, most of the time, with no horizontal or finish line. Just a smile, it's ended. As over the river she goes. Bare fire ahead, and the world hangs suspended as over the river she goes. And the ghosts of the war and the beautiful girls are traveling by on their way to the world. But dizzy does the business as over the river she goes. Well, I'm head filled. Can't you see? Yes, I'm filled with mystery. I'm checking the weather, taking my time. I'm careful with my hand, chewing on the evening, taking it slow as over the river she goes.
The next song is called Nawi by Jackie Tarr from their third album, 2004 Splat, featuring Lisa Preston on vocals.
Life has a way of giving some. away. So gather round, good people, see each other through, share the warmest part of you.
That's almost my lot for today. Thanks for tuning in and listening, and don't forget to check out this show and other shows on podcast.capitalirish. Thanks to Access Radio, and thank you to all the show's sponsors. Special mention to Andy Linton, who helped me negotiate this show, trying to figure out how to record it from home. Thank you very much, Andy. And also special mention to all our other presenters and engineers. I'm going to leave you with a piece of music by a man from Athy, Jack Lukeman, or Jack L, as he's more commonly known. He's been a prolific recording and touring artist since the late 90s. He's just announced a new tour of the UK, some September, October. Really good to see musicians having the ability to get back on the road and earn a living over there. It's been a long time between gigs. This is from Jack's 1999 album, Metropolis Blue. And this track was a big hit in the American college scene around that time. And the song is called Georgie Boy. Sláinte agus tógtha go bogadh. Destroyed you. Oh.
been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. Thanks to the generosity of our sponsors, we couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, Hutt Valley Irish Society and Butler's Chocolates. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.